Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
It's 20 minutes after 1 o'clock and you're listening to WHFS.
Okay, Patrick, we've been talking a lot about Suburbs Fest 2022 coming up. And how exciting it is, and how, you know, I think just exciting it is that, you know, we did this once last year, and people demanded, I think, that we do it again, right? So that's coming up September 29th and September 30th and October 1st at some various venues in the Maryland suburbs of Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. You go to suburbspod.com and click on Suburbs Fest banner. You can see all the info there. But anyway, it all stems from this podcast, which is Rockin' the Suburbs, and I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And with us today, we have a tremendous musician who is originally from, or I guess, well, he'll tell the story, but he's from the area here, the DMV, as they call it, and he's going to be playing at night two of Suburbs Fest, and his name is Billy Coulter. Hey, Billy.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys.
Thanks for being on. So, real briefly here, you have a couple of bands, right? We were talking off mic before we started here. You have a band that performs original music called Billy Coulter Band. I just went and saw you guys just a few days ago as we're recording this. And then the band that's playing at Suburbs Fest, though, is a different thing, right?
Right. That's the Half Smokes. And the Half Smokes was a whacked out idea I had a couple years ago to sort of pay homage to my favorite radio station in DC, which was called WHFS. And I started listening to it in high school and throughout my 20s and into my 30s. They kind of fizzled, I guess, in the mid 2000s. But they were the epitome of freeform radio. I mean, you could dial in, you know, in the early days and hear John Prine followed by The Cure, you know, and it just made perfect sense because, well, of course, you know, sometimes the DJs would have some sort of leitmotif that they were following. Weasel is one of the more famous DJs, Surf, who's still on the air locally. And, you know, it really informed the breadth and depth of my musical likes, you know, my influences as a writer, a songwriter, and just what I like listening to. So what I did was I found some other musicians in the area that were like-minded, and we put together this four-piece band called the Half Smokes. And Half Smokes, if you're not aware, is a sausage that is also endemic to DC. It's like, you know, Ben's Chili Bowl, you get a Half Smoke there with chili all over it, you know. So, and of course, H, F, and S are in the name Half Smoke. So there's a whole theme there. But but yeah, we've been putting together a set. We started, our first gig was at the Tacoma Park Street Festival, which if you haven't been to that, it's a great day of music. Draws about 10,000 people to the streets of my little town, Tacoma Park. And there's three stages of music. It's all free. And if you don't like what you hear on one stage, just walk a couple blocks and you'll hear another band that is excellent. So we started our career there in 2019. And then voila, the pandemic happened. And we made a couple videos from home that you can find on YouTube. One of them is Marianne by Marshall Crenshaw, which was one of our all-time favorite songs by him. And Only Love by the Bodines is another one that we did. This is how we kept busy during the pandemic. And we started filling out our set list. So now we have over three sets of material. And it just keeps, you know, it's kind of like nothing is out of the question to play. And when you hear one of our sets, you'll be like, well, that didn't really make sense, but I haven't heard that song in years, you know? Oh man. And that was the goal for this. And every time we play, invariably somebody comes up and says, oh my God, I can't believe you played X. I mean, not the band X, but this insert yes. song name here, you know, and not that I'm saying that we aren't playing X, but, you know, and it just, it's an absolute joy. And here's the best part for me. I front Billy Coulter Band. I front a jump blues swing band called the Natty Bows. And this band, I sing every third song. You know, the bass player, Arch Alcantara, is the bassist in my band. And Bill Williams is a multi-instrumentalist. And both of them have great voices. So we just go around the horn and I just love being able to play guitar and not necessarily hold down the fort the whole night. So like I said, it gives you that kind of warm and fuzzy, especially after the crap we've been through over the past 2, 3, 5 years, you know, it's like, let's give somebody a memory of good times, of when we were in college, you know, and that's the point of this band. That's the whole point of the exercise.
It's great. I can't tell you how much I think our community is really going to enjoy.
Oh, boy. They're going to eat it up. Eat it up.
It's perfect for the music nerds, right?
Yeah, totally. It's built for musos, you know? It's like, oh, yeah. Well, why'd you play? Then we'll hear, well, why'd you play that one and not the other song by them? You know?
Right.
So, of all the replacement songs you could have played.
You got to play that one.
Yeah, right.
So, Patrick, you grew up here in the area.
Yeah.
Do you have this same, you know, fond memories of WHFS?
I do, absolutely. And I mean, the tricky thing for me and WHFS was the station, at least during the 99.1 days, which was, I think, 83 through probably late 90s or something like that, was difficult to pick up over here in McLean and Falls Church. During the day, but at night it was easier to get the signal for whatever reason. I don't know, you know, how that works, but I think that's always kind of been the thing, right? At night, some stations are easier to pick up. So I would listen to the radio station when I could. And anytime I went, you know, near DC or toward Baltimore or, you know, anywhere over in Maryland, you could pick it up a lot clearer and actually listen to it while you're driving around. And I remember going to Joe's Record Paradise one time and, Weasel, who you mentioned, was on, and it was Valentine's Day, and he was doing this just incredible mix of songs about love, and I'd never heard, you know, anybody mix, like you said, such eclectic songs like that, just that either had the word love in them or were about love, and it was one of those moments where you're like, oh my God, there's so many ways to connect, you know, all these different songs that I never had really thought of, and that was a big eye-opening moment. I remember just driving around listening to that. I didn't end up going to Joe's till like an hour later than I was supposed to because I wanted to keep driving around and listening to this mix that he was making. But yeah, I remember him, and I remember Damien was another DJ I would listen to when I could, and it was a cool thing. It was a great station, and probably the closest, at least you know, for the broader DMV area that we had to a college type radio station, you know, around here.
Yeah. That's really cool because I had no experience like that growing up in Ohio. So I wish I did. It seems like it would have been just, you know, maybe I would have gotten into the good music earlier in life than when I went to college and we had, you know, sort of that sort of environment, right? So that's really cool.
Yeah, and then they Billy, they broke out the HF festivals, which was a whole nother way that they connected, you know, the alternative rock to this area and brought bands that, you know, you might not have normally got to see or not, especially not in one day. But
absolutely. I think I went to the second one, which was out at this equestrian place out in Upper Marlboro in the early 90s. And it was a blast. It got so big that they had to do it at RFK, right?
Yeah, eventually they got to RFK. Yeah. But it became kind of a different thing. But yeah.
And you could get exposed to bands that you hadn't, you know, heard or seen before there. They had two stages. It's like, it was an exciting time in music too. You know, and things were just sort of busting out in the early 90s. I thoroughly enjoyed those. I guess you still have something like those festivals, touring festivals now, but there was something great that it was happening here, you know, that it was our
exactly.
thing.
Yeah, and it was like a once a year thing that you, you totally look forward to. But I think the other thing for me anyway was WHFS. I had no like real knowledge of bands like the Specials or the English Beat or, you know, any of those bands that were from the UK that were playing that kind of post-punk slash new wave, ska, you know, whatever you wanted to call it. And that was a huge revelation, too. The first time I heard a song from Just Can't Stop It by the English Beat was on HFS, and that became one of my all-time favorite records.
I can't tell you how many bands I discovered on HFS. And yeah. So the thing about that radio station is you'd have to wait a half hour for them to back read what you
That's
just
right.
heard. And I was like, okay, that was six songs ago, you know? And we
so
had,
true.
The first gig I was referring to at the Tacoma Street Fest, we had Weasel introduce us.
Oh, wow.
And he is verbose, okay?
I mean, yes.
He's kind of known for being verbose. And I'm looking at my watch like, we only have a 45-minute set. Okay, so wrap it up, Weasel. But he can tell you everything about that artist. You know, he just has such a depth of knowledge about this stuff. And so when they did back read, you got more than what you bargained for, because it's like, oh, this guy played with that guy. And, oh, well,
right.
Of course all this is interrelated. And it just totally, you know, I don't have an encyclopedic knowledge of rock, but pretty much a lot of what I learned was basically listening to them, to, you know, those DJs really had it going on.
And such a great point. It's not like now where you can immediately Shazam it or whatever it is, you know, look up the stream as it's playing to find out what it is. Yeah, it's great.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, you answered my question. I was going to ask if anybody from the station, you know, has any, you know, is familiar with your band and what you're doing, and have you connected with any of those guys?
Yeah, so, well, Weasel, we were interviewed by Weasel prior to that. There's this low-power radio station in Tacoma Park called WOW. Wowdy, W-O-W-D.
Yep.
And it's online, and like if you're in a 5-mile radius, you can pick it up.
Yep.
And Weasel and a guy named Robbie White have a show called Forbidden Alliance, probably going on right now on Sunday mornings.
Huh.
And so we sat in the studio and talked with Weasel about, you know, exactly the same kind of things we're discussing today. He really, of all those DJs, he's really the one that I listen to the most, and I probably influence my tastes a lot. And just 2 weeks ago, there was a show at Warner Theater that the Half Smokes played along with a bunch of other bands that was a tribute to WHFS from 1969 to 75, I guess. So it was a snapshot in time of that. Now, that was a little earlier than I started listening to them, but of course...
Same.
There were artists, you know, during that time that I have since followed. And Half Smokes played a Jackson Browne song. The other thing about HFS was they kind of broke artists. You know, we didn't know Jackson before he ever had The Pretender. He had, you know, three or four albums that were just sleepers. We played one of those, and I sang a Tom Waits song. You know, again, where are you going to hear Tom Waits, you know, back then on the radio? So this was a big celebration of the uniqueness of WHFS. And Weasel was there. Adele, who was another DJ, and a couple other DJs were in part of the show, you know, and they were talking about their experience on the radio. And it was just a real joyous event. And plus, you know, playing Warner Theater was like,
oh my God.
I mean, I posted on Facebook. I said, I've seen I saw Van Halen on their first tour there. It was loud as hell. I saw Lou Reed and he actually smiled on stage. And I saw one of the Monkees last tour there. And one of my friends said, you saw them all on the same bill? I was like, no, different shows, you know. But what a great place to play. That was just a thrill. Absolutely.
That's amazing.
And you mentioned historic, yeah.
You mentioned RFK earlier. We did look into RFK for your show at Suburbs Fest, Billy, but they're not booking there anymore. It's condemned
right
now.
Not available.
So, right. so we landed on Hank Deedles. Right?
Deedles is a great place. If you haven't been there, it burned down. I don't know if you were aware of that, but it burned down before the pandemic. And a friend of mine, Tom Bowes, and another guy, Alan Kress, took it upon themselves to renovate it and took over the ownership of it and put in, it still feels like a roadhouse. I grew up in that area. And so Deedles was like, you just sort of ran in there, got a six pack and left because there were all these old crusty guys hanging around. They had like the big jar of pickled eggs on the, you know, the place, right? That was Deedles. Okay. Yep. And it was like a kind of rough and tumble, even though it was right across the street from White Flint Mall in Rockville, or what they call North Bethesda now. So these guys took it over and, you know, gutted it and made a great stage, put in a good PA. And now touring acts are coming through there. I think Steve Forbert's playing there tonight.
Wow.
And if you're not familiar with Sarah Borges, she's playing there at the end of the month. You know, so they're really trying to make it a nice little venue. It probably holds about 75, maybe 100, I don't know, at most. You know, we've played Deedles a couple times as the Half Smokes, and a lot of us, everybody in the band pretty much has three or four different bands going on, so we're kind of a known quantity at Deedles. But I can't wait to see, you know, the guys who follow the people who follow your podcast there. I think it would be wonderful.
We have people coming from several states and from a couple of people coming from Europe.
Wow.
So
cool.
Yeah, so this is going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, that's great.
It isn't such a crime. It isn't such a shame. It happens all the time. You shouldn't take the blame. Go on and have a laugh. Go have a laugh.
Coulter very much for his conversation, and there's plenty more where that came from, folks. We had a great conversation with Billy, and make sure to tune in tomorrow for the second part of our conversation with Billy Coulter from the Half Smokes, who will be playing at Suburbs Fest September 30th. On behalf of Jim Linehan and Billy, I'm Patrick Foster. Make sure to tune in tomorrow to Rock in the Suburbs.
Whacked out idea I had a couple years ago.